Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
It's the Hall Coyote Hills annual bull sale Saturday, March 14th at the ranch. 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. All bulls developed and performance tested at Coyote Hills Ranch, all with genomically enhanced EPDs. There's a 5% volume discount for five or more bulls. For more information or sale catalog, go to www.hallchr.com or call 580-597-3006. That's 580-597-3006.
Well, the live cattle and feeder cattle futures today were under significant pressure. We were down $1.60 to $3 on the live cattle with the further out October, December, February of 21 live cattle futures the weakest. But they were all the way out in October down about $3 at 101.30. December at 106.20 down the limit, in February 109.50 down about 280. So that was generally where the weakness was. The April cattle were 103.50 down $1.95. Despite having some 110 cash trade in Kansas and in Texas today. So pretty big discount there on the April live cattle futures. Boxed beef at midday was steady on choice. It was 207.65, which was up 55 cents. Select, on the other hand, $1.71 lower at $1.97. So that choice select spread has widened out to about $10.65. It's really, really widened out there on the choice select spread. Feeder cattle, we're down about 4 to 450 here. The marshes were at 417 lower at 123.57. Currently, the feeder cattle index is 133.26. And we've still got a few weeks until those have to converge, but that's pretty wide at this point.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Today we have Hugh Sandberg, Vice Chairman with the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion and Research Board, to talk about what your dollar does to drive demand for beef.
Thank you for having me today. When we talk about sustainability, it's about more than protecting your land. It's about the beef checkoff, supporting good practices, so your way of life stands the test of time. Good practices like the BQA certification. Colorado State University recently found that producers who listed their BQA certification in video auctions earned a premium on average of $16.80 per head sold. And recently we found that by continuing to improve how we take care of our land, our cattle, and overall operations, today's U.S. beef producers are producing the same amount of beef with one-third less cattle than they did four decades ago. It just goes to show when we are good stewards of the land, the land takes care of us.
Those are some incredible findings, Hugh. Thanks for joining us from the Cattlemen's Beef Board. To find out more about what your dollar does for the beef industry, visit yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.
The grain futures market were no different. We have the corn down 1 to 4 cents, soybeans down about 3 to 4, Kansas City wheat down 9 to 9.5, Chicago wheat down 10. Currently, the cotton futures is one bright spot in the market here, with December cotton up 15 at 62.43. Several headlines today from different levels of government and different levels of information, and that seems to be going through the markets here. We have the Dow Jones currently down 1,284 points, the S&P down about 132. So both of those continue to go lower. These are new contract lows here for the Dow Jones Index and the S&P. And I think that's one of the main drivers of what we're seeing here. People are starting to really reel in. You take away just the fear of the coronavirus, you just look at the market, the stock market by itself. When the stock market comes down, people begin to look at their financials or their 401ks and their retirement plans and that sort of thing. And as that comes down, people start to really pull in the range spending-wise. And so it's sort of a self-fulfilling spiral here that you get into until something changes to take care of it. But sometimes that takes a while. We are seeing that the government has made pretty significant steps here to support the market. So we'll see where it goes from here.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.